Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says violinist and sometimes singer Jenny Scheinman is particularly hard to pin down, having toured with jazz guitarist Bill Frisell and alt-country singer Lucinda Williams, arranged music for Lou Reed, recorded with Nora Jones, and guested with the Rova Saxophone Quartet. Kevin says her new album is in keeping with that diverse resume.
Violinist Jenny Scheinman's Blues for the Double V, meaning the Village of Angard. It was recorded just after her quartet played a week at that New York Jazz Shrine. The band and their new CD are both called Mischief and Mayhem. Despite the jazz cred of regular Vanguard appearances, their stylistically fluid music draws on a lot of traditions. There are pieces dedicated to rock singer PJ Harvey and Malian guitarist Ali Farkaturi. Look at these musicians' backgrounds, you can see why their stuff's hard to pigeonhole. Nels Cline was a leading guitarist in improvised music until he got drafted into the band Wilco and developed another reputation. Drummer Jim Black excels at playing jazz with a rockish eighth note feel. Bassist Todd Sickafoos has made a bunch of jazz records, but tours with singer Annie DeFranco. And Jenny Scheinman's high, lonesome fiddle is a perfect fit for guitarist Bill Frisell's projects that hover between jazz and back porch music. One Mischief and Mayhem tune, The Audit, makes you want to read Civil War letters out loud. Jenny Scheinman's Mischief and Mayhem spend a lot of time just lingering over the melodies, but they can get abstract too. Nels Cline is a master of guitar effects pedals and can bring some welcome noise when the music threatens to get too sweet. There are wide open moments on Scheinman's Devil's Ink that, taken out of context, could pass for modern composed music. Scheinman's quartet represents a breed of contemporary players raised on and used to playing all kinds of music. They don't worry much about what genre they're working in. With their broad frames of reference, they can take the music wherever they want, by design or in the moment. Much for prognosticating about the music's future. But we may be headed toward one of those periods of heated discussion about jazz parameters, about what the music properly is or isn't, when genre benders like these use rock rhythms and pull in influences from Appalachia to East Asia. When borders get porous, some folks get nervous. But it's more important to make sure good music gets its due than worry what to call it. As one musician plagued by classification issues used to say, don't let the isms get in the way of the is.
Kevin Whitehead is a jazz columnist for eMusic.com and is the author of the book, Why Jazz? He reviewed Mischief and Mayhem by violinist Jenny Scheinman and her band, Mischief and Mayhem.